The next day, after school, Namdi and Chioma walked home along the busy street. Cars zoomed by. Banana and bread hawkers screamed their wares, their large trays balanced on their heads. Auto mechanics cooled off beneath mango trees, drinking cold water from small plastic bags. It was a breezy afternoon, and Namdi felt so good that for a moment he forgot about the night before. Then he made eye contact with a tired-looking woman selling bread, and he thought of his mother selling tapioca. He felt terrible and guilty. His mother would be returning from the market about now, alone and unprotected. And here he was having a fun walk home with a friend. And if the newspapers would pay him for information about last night, what would be so crazy about going and telling them something? He could give every naira to his mother. That would be less time she spent selling tapioca at the market. He could always say that he saw a shadowy man attack 3 days' journey and save the woman. Technically, he wouldn't be lying. He'd seen his dark hands. But then, when the paper was published, he'd get more questions from Chioma and his mother. He'd get more questions from everyone. And then at some point, he knew he'd have to start lying. It wasn't worth the risk. "Let's go see if we can find my mother," Namdi said.
"At the market?"
Chioma asked. "I want to make sure she's okay," he said. Chioma nodded and he was glad. He didn't want to do any more explaining. When they got to the market, they didn't have to look hard. There she was, walking past the booths and tables with a tray of tapioca on her head. Namdi felt another pinch of guilt. No one would have believed his mother could sink so low. She used to be the wife of the chief of police. People like her didn't have to work. People like her kept many of the market women in business by buying what they sold. Namdi watched from a distance as his mother walked. People stopped and stared. Even a year later, people here still hadn't gotten used to seeing her as one of them. She must have felt it. Namdi certainly did. Shame. Again, he thought about the money he could get from the newspapers. And he thought of the chief of chiefs who'd caused all this.
"Mommy!"
he called, waving his hand. He and Chioma ran to her. She smiled wanly. The armpits of her yellow blouse were damp with sweat and her feet were caked with dust. She walked slowly, wincing with each step. Namdi cringed. His mother had terrible bunions on both feet.
"Good afternoon, Mrs. Icheteka,"
Chioma said.
"Good afternoon, Namdi, Chioma,"
she said as Namdi quickly took her tray.
"Thank you, Namdi."
She stretched her back and Namdi could hear her joints pop.
"Mommy, you can't do this anymore. You look..."
"How was school?"
his mother asked, cutting him off.
"Okay,"
he mumbled. She put her arms around both of their shoulders and they started walking home together.